from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, history could be made in New Jersey politics tomorrow, according to the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University. If Democrat Mikey Sherrill wins the governor's race, she'll be the first woman military veteran to serve as an American governor and the first Democratic woman governor of New Jersey. And regardless as to whether Republican Jack Cettarelli or Sherrill wins, New Jersey will elect its first male lieutenant governor in history, as both candidates have selected men male running mates. Around the state, inner envelopes of vote-by-mail ballots can be opened and canvassed 5 days before Election Day. Acting Ocean County Clerk John Catalano says mail-in and early in-person ballots are being kept safe for counting.
I just want to stress to the folks in Ocean County, it is the most secure election. I have no doubts. Everything is done above board, and what the final tally is, that's the actual tally.
He says an election is not typically certified until about a week and a half later. The news made possible by Smart Carpet. Need new carpet flooring or window treatments? It's time to get ready for the holidays. So shop at home and save up to 50% off typical store prices. Call 1-800-526-RUGS or visit smartcarpet.com. RWJ Barnabas Health has opened a second nursing school in Oceanport, located at the old Fort Monmouth site inside Squire Hall on Sherrill Avenue. 53 students are enrolled in the September 2025 inaugural class. Executive Dean of Students Mary Beth Russell says the expansion is not only to address the looming nursing shortage in New Jersey, but also to give folks who want to change careers an opportunity to do so.
And it's an opportunity for someone to be in an area where they're passionate about, whether they enjoy taking care of infants, babies, or enjoy taking care of a geriatric client in an outpatient setting. They have a wealth of opportunities across this wonderful state.
The next round of applications is due on November 30th. Apply at rwjbh.org/nursing school or call 908-659-5200. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. How is it looking to go vote at the polls tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Some sun returns this afternoon from southwest to northeast. We'll have a little rain around, ending for most by midday, but a little later in the afternoon toward the shore. Highs will be in the upper 50s. Mainly clear, breezy, a bit chilly tonight. Lows in the lower 40s. Breezy with plenty of sunshine for Tuesday, the high near 60. Mostly cloudy, breezy Wednesday, highs will be in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Right now it is 55 in Andover. It's 58 in both Monroe and Seaside Heights. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather brought to you by the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation. Whether you're an elite athlete or you're just someone struggling with pain, Dr. Jody Serra at the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation cares about improving the function of your body. Go to lesspainbetterhealth.com to learn more.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.